This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't really need this. I really don't need this extra pressure on me, okay? I'm barely holding on to my husband by a thread as it is. And, you know, I don't care if the guys go out to the club. I don't care. I guess the code is they're going to go for burgers, okay? And I guess that's the code that they're like, I'm not stupid, okay? I'm not stupid that you guys are going to the club, okay? I get it. It's fine. I don't care. You want to look at naked women? You want naked women to dance? You want naked women to flirt with you? That's cool. All right? And the reason why I've been cool with my husband or even my kids, you know, yeah, there's 18 on up clubs. I guess my son can go to a nudie bar. He's happy. I'm not. I guess the reason why I don't have a problem with my husband doing it is because I'm like, you know what? These women got nothing on me, okay? I have personality. Go with me. Please just work with me on this, okay? So I'm thinking, if I have personality, I can compete with these beautiful, skinny, gyrating, pole gymnastically athletic women. By the way, pole dancing is a great exercise. It's a fantastic exercise for your abs. You should do it. I can't for a lot of reasons, but it is a good exercise. So those that pole dance for exercise, that's fantastic. It should be in the gyms. So, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind that because I'm like, he's not going to leave me for a stripper. He won't, you know, because I can't cook. I don't know why. Actually, I guess he could. But in Las Vegas, apparently there was some news that broke. Daily Mail. I think it's also reported in the Las Vegas Review Journal that there's a place called the, I think it's called the Studios. And they offer a Las Vegas sex doll experience where you can experience with a sex doll. Okay, now sex dolls have been, we've had inflatable dolls forever. They've been out. There have been robots. Remember we talked about robots, how robots are going to be the big thing where every home is going to have like a robot that you're supposed to be able to have sex with? Apparently it's a hot market. The sex toy industry is like a $30 billion industry. It's growing. People like inanimate objects. There is a huge affinity towards having non-human subjects in the bedroom with you. Now, how do we compete? Okay? I always thought, yeah, but, you know, they can't talk. Guys don't want you to talk, okay? So I'm already on the left foot with that one. And you're like, yeah, but you know, sex could be fun and playful. You can laugh. Have you guys heard my laugh? Okay, now that is not a good sex sound. So I'm in trouble. I am so in trouble if this thing really takes off more than we think. So basically how these sex doll clubs work is, let's say you want to buy a sex doll. You go in there and they go, okay, well, you want this one or this one, you could go and try it out. So if you're going to try it out, my guess is you're going to have sex with it. I mean, you can't really, you know, take it in your convertible. So, I get it. Sex dolls and sex robots. Oh, sex robots could cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, I guess. Sex dolls could be $1,500 for a good one. I found a picture of a guy's sex doll. It's not sexy at all. It's creepy, if you ask me. Some of the women's sex dolls, though, look really realistic. I think they're having trouble making the guys as realistic, but the women sex dolls, they look pretty realistic. I guess there's an affinity towards them because, they don't talk. They won't say, ow, that hurts, or I can't do that position. So it allows the partner to be able to do more with it. They don't have to worry about somebody suing, saying, it wasn't consensual. So, I'm suing you. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about it being underage accidentally. They don't have to worry about it being an undercover cop. So a doll really kind of takes a lot of that pressure out of the equation. Maybe economical for those people that have to buy sex because, you pay for a doll once, you're good. Some people think it prevents them from STDs. Wrong. These sex dolls or sex robots could be just as infested as anything else. If somebody's really not cleaning, if they just spray the outside, it's not going to work. You got to get, up in there. You have to basically do a whole gynecological exam, right, to clean it. So they can carry STDs. Also, some people may sustain, a penis fracture. It's not technically a fracture where the ligament breaks or the corpus cavernosum gets affected, but you could have a major soft tissue injury because there's a checks and balances with real sex. We're no, not working out. That hurts. No, too rough, whatever. And we could gauge you, which is, again, why I am so screwed with this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be single, very shortly. But if there's no checks and balances, somebody could, unfortunately, be a lot more aggressive and then hurt themselves. The British Medical Journal had an article a few years back looking at the concept of, if we have sex dolls, you give those to predators so they have an outlet and they don't go to real humans or kids or whatever. And they found no. In fact, it could actually accentuate that sort of misogynistic behavior and it could actually objectify women or children or teens even more and could put them at risk. So you really can't use that as a substitute for prisoners, although some people have suggested it. And so, and then some people think it's going to accelerate impotence because you don't have that intimacy. When you're in love, and you guys are talking, and you're making each other feel, the doll's not telling you that you're doing a good job, but a live human is, okay? So, you might not be able to get over your impotency issues. So, I don't think it's a good idea at all. Club owners are like, wait a second, I don't have to now pay staff to dance. I could have all these naked dolls, and people could have sex with them, and it's not technically, prostitution. People could pay me to have sex with my dolls. So their payroll is down, and then they don't have to pay for Obamacare. So my guess is, for those of us people that are afraid that we can't compete with a sex doll or a robot, you're right, we can't. That's what's taken over, and we're screwed. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So did you guys see the State of the Union? I did. I thought he did a pretty good job. It was very obvious that he and Nancy Pelosi did not get along. He would not shake her hand. Some people thought that was really, really rude and, disrespectful that he didn't shake her hand. But then again, remember, she's trying to impeach him. So, you know, he's not being a politician. He's not going to pretend to be friends with enemies. That's kind of one of the reasons why his base loves him. You know, Trump is trying to prove he's not a politician. Every time he acts like a politician, his base doesn't like that. So you have somebody that's trying to screw you over, he's not going to shake their hand. The idea of working with the left and right is a little bit on hold while this whole impeachment trial went on and some of the things that they were saying about him. As a response, Pelosi, for most of the State of the Union, kept making faces in disagreement, did some half-hearted claps, and then at the end ripped up a bunch of pieces of paper, which I guess was the State of the Union address. I guess everybody gets a State of the Union address so they get to follow along. So she looked like she ceremoniously ripped it up. Again, in that particular case, I kind of disagree with that. I tell you why. You couldn't tell that Trump didn't shake her hand until a camera caught that. He was really kind of stuck with that. With this, she decided to, stand up in front of everybody and rip up the speech. And I kind of want to be equal, on the disrespect thing. But remember, he's president. You're trying to impeach him. He's not going to shake your hand. Okay? And it looked like maybe he forgot. It didn't look like he was going to, With her, she's acting like all the stuff he said, including Brigadier General McGee, one of the Tuskegee Airmen, who's about 100 years old, the affinity and the affirmations and the love he showed towards a whole bunch of groups and people that were there, heroes that were there. Her ripping that up, it doesn't look anti-Trump. It looks like anything he did in that State of the Union was unfitting for her. Well, he honored Tuskegee Airmen, he honored, ICE, he honored cops, he honored our military. So it said a lot. So him not shaking her hand, that's to her. Her ripping up a whole speech that honored a whole bunch of people and talked about how I think he, women getting jobs and helping minorities and all that. Fine. To me, that was very, very telling. From what I understand, she is getting some backlash for that. Then here we go. Speaker Pelosi just ripped up one of our last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the survival of a child born at 21 weeks. There was a child who was born at 21 weeks, one of the earliest, I believe this was in Kansas City. She was there. Child looked fantastic, beautiful. She looked tired. It was bedtime for her. I can't tell if she's had any medical sequelae from being premature, but mom was in tears. She had baby there. There was the mourning family, the mourning families of Rocky Jones, Kayla Mueller. Again, I don't know why she had to. She just doesn't. I don't think she thinks. I think she could be more likable. I'm going to be honest. Nancy Pelosi, for her age, is very pretty. And she's a very smart woman. Very educated. Has a successful career. But she does some stupid stuff. So it's a shame. So what were some of the takeaways? Well, it sounds like that he is going to still work on healthcare. There was a little bit of questioning and head scratching when he said that happy Americans could lose their insurance if we go socialist. I wouldn't say happy. That was kind of a tough thing in his speech. He was trying to explain that if we went to socialized medicine, happy Americans with their insurance would not be happy anymore. There were like 150 million. He said, the problem is none of us are happy. Our insurance still stinks. However, what I think he was trying to say is it did get better. Our insurance went from a $12,000 deductible down to $1,500. We still have to pay out the yin-yang, but it is better than the Obama years. And so the Republicans have a tough time, talking about the plight of our, health insurance and all that, because it's been 4 years and he hasn't been able to do anything to fight Obamacare to the degree that we were hoping. So, and again, remember, Obamacare, the ACA is designed to, you know, implode the whole healthcare system if you mess with it. So it's just like trying to defuse a bomb. So I thought that was a little bit of a miss, saying that happy Americans could lose their insurance. Not a lot of us are happy, and that kind of showed a little disconnect. But I think what he was trying to say is people don't want to go socialize. You know, people want to have a choice. Things are getting better as they try to work towards chiseling away at ACA. And so I think that could have been worded better. Talked about working on generic drugs, HIV, hoping to eradicate HIV by the end of the decade. Pretty bold. I've been asked about that. You know, do we believe that he can, you know, with his administration and policies, eradicate HIV? Well, it all depends on who's working on it. Do you have pharmaceutical companies working on it or government entities working on it? Pharmaceutical companies have that incentive. They have patents that could expire. They want to make money. And so, you know, just relying on grants, that's not as enough of an incentive as you being the first one out there getting a drug that will basically become the HIV vaccine that we've all been hoping for, or the, you know, PrEP is fantastic, but it's still not 100%, the preventative HIV drug. So we're getting there. I don't know if 10 years is going to be enough, especially since it takes 5-6 years, and we've just kind of had a setback with the HIV vaccine. But if he thinks he could eradicate HIV by us getting a vaccine up and running, and remember, HIV is a very highly mutable virus, so it could change as soon as we make a vaccine. If they could figure out that one protein that HIV always gives off, you know, they can do it. But I think we're still years off. The economy obviously was a huge message. The economy, basically, the Democrats really couldn't do much with that one. Economy strong, unemployment down, more women in the workforce. He was talking about paid family leave, and we'll get to all the logistics. Again, you know, when somebody promises things in the State of the Union, we still have to take it with a grain of salt, because, again, it's the State of the Union. These are things he wants to do. These are things he's kind of hoping, and, you know, there are, you know, theatrics, etc. But you know, he has to get reelected. And this year, he needs to show that in addition to his economy, he could kind of handle a lot of the other things that the Democrats are trying to poke holes at. Rush Limbaugh, the father of conservative talk radio, was there. He's slimmer. You know, did he slim down on purpose or did he slim down because of the cancer? He still looked fantastic. He was honored the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He sat next to First Lady Melania Trump. And he was in tears. He was very, very humbled. And, you know, seeing Rush Limbaugh, who is kind of the icon of, you know, we call it in Yiddish stolz, you know, having confidence and some chutzpah and, you know, I'm going to say it like it is and I don't care what people think about me. You see a humbled man, and he looks scared. You know, I mean, the stage 4 diagnosis of cancer is not easy. And, you know, the world knows about it. And so, you know, when people get sick, I'm very open, you know, with my medical issues. And, you know, I was just at the just having a pelvic ultrasound, checking on that ovary, making sure it's all good. You guys hear about it ad nauseum. And you guys, you know, like, I don't want to hear any more about Dr. Dahlia's uterus. Okay, good. And that's fine, by the way. Uterus is good. IUD is exactly where it should be. But for other people, their legacy does not want to be riddled with anything that has to do with health. My father wanted to die with everybody thinking he was healthy. Now, he wasn't, because he obviously had a massive heart attack, but he didn't want to go to the doctor. He didn't want people thinking he was sick. Died of a heart attack. And he left this earth exactly the way. I think he left too early, and I think he might have rethought that, but didn't want people knowing he was sick. So when somebody does get, you know, come out there, and whether you agree with Rush Limbaugh or not, and disagree with his politics or his show or his methods or whatever, coming out and telling people you have stage 4 cancer, just like Shannon Doherty, Olivia Newton-John, Alex Trebek, very gutsy. Very gutsy and very admirable. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He stayed on script. He never mentioned impeachment and delivered a very uplifting and positive State of the Union address. That's what most Republicans are saying about President Trump's speech last night, but Democrats, not so much. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It was a sad moment for democracy.
Schumer claiming the president lied as he touted his record since first winning the White House.
The president's speech last night was much more like a Trump rally than a speech a true leader would give.
Republicans like House Minority Whip Steve Scalise are outraged that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of the State of the Union speech as soon as the president finished.
It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the names of those military servicemen and women, people who have given their life for our country. She ripped their names up.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked about Governor Newsom's recall. I don't know if you guys have been following this in the news. Governor Newsom of California won by a very nice popular margin, but he obviously has his critics. And I believe there have been two recall attempts, don't quote me, on his hoping to recall him based on a lot of his policies and I guess more liberal agenda Apparently, backers will need about 1.5 million voter signatures in order to replace him. From what I understand, the first one of two efforts have failed. I think another effort is in, the process. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. To recall somebody who was elected is very, very difficult, you know, especially if they haven't done anything, you know, illegal or whatever. But I mean, if he campaigned on, you know, giving Medicare or Medicaid to, you know, illegal immigrants and, raising taxes and things like that, then it's going to be very, very hard to, you know, yeah, let me call. But there was some news that I do want to share that kind of affects us. Apparently, he wants to halt physical fitness tests in California schools. Under his proposal, he wants to avoid bullying and discrimination that he thinks is encouraged, by physical fitness tests. Physical fitness tests, he believes, encourages bullying and discrimination. So under his proposal, they plan to be dropped for at least the next 4 years to 2024. So experts can study if these physical fitness tests promote body shaming or gender identity discrimination. H.D. Palmer, spokesman for the California Department of Finance, said the state has received complaints that the test measurement of body mass index is discriminatory to gender non-binary students. Now, they have a point there, scientifically. If BMI is calculated based on boy or girl, if you have a non-binary, somebody not identifying with a certain gender, where do they fit into the BMI? Well, the BMI chart, a lot of us dislike. But physical fitness testing, I think, is imperative. In fact, I think it should be a part of a medical exam. Don't groan. I'm not going to make you do push-ups, but still. So physical fitness tests in California, I don't remember when I took mine. I think I had to have them every year. We had to do sit-ups and push-ups and, you know, and they told us what we sunk at and then what we had to work on. And sometimes our coaches would work on it. Sometimes they didn't. I went to 12 schools, so I never really saw the longitudinal, you know, work that went into our test results. But in California, this physical fitness test is administered to students in 5th, 7th, and 9th grades. Okay, so every other year for those years. BMI screenings, which is calculated using height and weight, require students to select male or female. So then get rid of the BMI part of it. During the suspension, the California Department of Education will consult with experts in fitness, adaptive physical education, gender identity, and students with disabilities regarding the purpose and administration of the physical performance test, according to the proposal. So I have a friend who is non-binary, and they, the one thing that I think is a little frustrating is they're for physical fitness as well. I think we need to be really, really careful saying we're doing something to help a demographic when the demographic is as much about physical fitness and reducing childhood obesity as anybody else. So I do agree that maybe the BMI index chart might, the body mass index might not be the best way to calculate fitness. You know, we might need to have certain weight charts, you know. And I think, you know, we could test body fat with calipers and things like that. So I do agree there needs to be some tweaking. But I would really like to know if our future military, right, and adults and populations that need to be ready for who knows what can do a sit-up or not. I'm not a fan of sit-ups because I think it hurts the disc, but at least a crunch or a push-up, or can they run a mile? I think our physical fitness is paramount to our national security, and I think also to our healthcare system. Because if you have a child that can't run a quarter of a mile without having to stop and catch a breath, that child may have some serious medical issues. I would like to find that out, screen for that, have that child see a doctor, medical provider, get evaluated. And if it turns out there is nothing medically wrong, they're out of shape, get them into shape. Any child who's out of shape and can medically handle activity should do it. We could EKG everybody, we could ultrasound the heart to make sure the heart is fine. So, I guess with the suspension, they are going to look at the purpose and administration of the physical performance test. And then it will be released inside the education budget bill next year. According to H.D. Palmer, the spokesman for the California Department of Finance, given the body of research and the impacts of bullying on transgender and special education students, during this period of suspension, it's important to take this pause and determine whether the current test can be modified or whether a new assessment should be developed. Physical fitness tests have been encouraged by the federal government for decades. California public schools have required the test since 1996. So I remember in the 70s and 80s, we also had that as well. Now, in 2012, President Barack Obama, at the time, tweaked the test to focus more on student health rather than athleticism, including running assessments, push-ups, curl-ups, and sit-and-reach stretches. About 60% of last year's tested students in California fell into the healthy fitness zone, but not 40%. And California is one of the more fit states. So where we're going to be this next decade is fat versus anti-bullying. If a child is overweight, if a child has body odor, if a child has acne, what we used to do is say, okay, let's examine why they have the body odor. Let's look at the acne. Maybe it's a hormonal issue. And let's get their weight down. Now, it's going to be considered discriminatory and bullying. We don't want to give the children a hang-up. We don't want to reduce their confidence. So, this is going to be a tug-of-war. I'm on the side of health. I'm on the side of, you know, tough love. Okay? If you're gaining weight, you're gaining weight. We got to get the weight down. We have to see why you're gaining the weight. We got to eat better. Can't be any crap. If you're out of shape, get me into shape. Let's get these kids into shape. Let's get them to like working out. Okay, if you don't like running, no problem. Do you like the gym? Do you like a treadmill? Do you like a stair stepper? Let's find what you like. We find an activity you like and have you do it. Let's say it's dancing. Let's say it's yoga. Let's say it's hiking. All right, is it on the school? Well, if the parents aren't going to do it, I don't mind the school stepping up. Again, as long as the child can handle it. But what I don't want is you see a child that needs some intervention and needs some tough love, and people say, yeah, but you're bullying that child. The child is going to be bullied. You're preventing that child from getting bullied if you're getting them into shape. That's one of the best bullying interventions you could do, helping that child with their issues. You know? I mean, there's things you could do for your skin. There's things you could do for body odor. There's things you could do for your hair. There's things you could do for acne. You know, there's interventions. If you want to boost a child's confidence, you help them address. And who cares if you have a pimple? So what? National Pimple Day. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, but I would say maybe year and a half, because I think it was August 2018. The NDMA, NDEA contaminations of certain blood pressure medications worried a lot of people. Had to recall a whole slew of blood pressure medications in the ARB family, the generics. And it was because this NDMA and some of the other byproducts, NDEA, NDNA, were linked to cancer in animals. So to play it safe, since it could be a possible human carcinogen, the medications are recalled. Then, in the last 12 months, we had Zantac, generic Zantac, ranitidine, a medication, an H2 blocker for acid reflux, or gastritis or ulcers, recalled because of trace amounts of the carcinogen NDMA. So we heard about all these recalls, but we didn't really hear about any cases of anybody actually having cancer. Because, again, it was proven to be cancerous to animals, and FDA and certain authorities had suggested it could cause cancer in humans. It could. Well, now we hear of a case. A Virginia woman has filed a lawsuit against the makers of Zantac, claiming that it gave her esophageal cancer. Now, esophageal cancer is scary. Esophageal cancer happens when you have acid reflux, many times acid reflux, that changes the lining of the esophagus. The esophagus is not built for acid, stomach is. So if acid keeps coming up into the esophagus, the gullet, the feeding tube that precedes the stomach, the skin can only handle so much. So very, very rarely some people will lose their nice kind of lining and start to develop something called Barrett's esophagus and then later develop cancer. There's other causes of esophageal cancer. They were linking it to hot drinks in Asia and other things, but for the most part, we see it in people who had chronic acid issues. So it's not uncommon for somebody who has chronic acid issues to need to take an acid blocker. But this is a very interesting case, and that she thinks the acid blocker is what caused the esophageal cancer, which starts to make people kind of scratch their head going, can any of these medicines cause the cancer? Is it the acid or is it the medication? I still believe it's the acid, but it does open up now a whole other theory, a whole other can of worms. So in this complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey, Deborah Haskins of Ridgeway, Virginia, alleges that Zantac's active ingredient ranitidine formed unsafe levels of a known human carcinogen in her body. She asserts that the chemical structure is inherently unstable and can break down during digestion and produce a cancer-causing agent, NDMA. NDMA has been linked to several cancers on it in animals, in the colon, rectum, kidneys, liver, and stomach. So she is suing on the grounds that Zantac has a design defect and that the maker failed to warn consumers of the risks and committed fraud by doing so, and a battery for causing her injuries. Now, some people are like, well, wait a second. If it's the generic drug, why is Zantac getting sued? You can't sue generic companies. I don't believe in America. If you're going to sue a drug, it's got to be the brand name. Since Zantac uses ranitidine, that's probably where lawyers could make a case. They say Zantac and generic forms of medications being recalled follow tests that found high levels of NDMA in the tablets. I don't know how high the levels were. That's according to Daily Mail. The lawsuit named Zantac's current manufacturer, Sanofi, as defendant. Past makers were Boehringer Ingelheim Pharmaceuticals and GlaxoSmithKline. According to the complaint, Haskins began using Zantac back in 05. She would take 75 milligrams once a day. You could take 75 or 150. So she took 75 once a day. She claims as a result, this caused her to develop esophageal cancer. We're not sure when she got her esophageal cancer or when she was diagnosed. Now, the research has not explicitly linked that in the past. Some research, I guess, is suggesting that the drug does act on the esophagus. I'm unclear about that. I thought the drug acts mostly on the acid in the stomach. I'm going to have to clarify that. It's in this article, so I'd like to fact check. But if you did, let's say, have esophagitis or later a tumor in the esophagus, you might have trouble swallowing. You might have some heartburn, chest pain, indigestion. You might start losing weight. Fortunately, by the time you lose weight and have trouble swallowing, it could be too late. But how many people walk around with heartburn? What do we do to treat? Well, it's tough to cut out that part of the esophagus. Sometimes you have to do radiation. Sometimes you have to do chemotherapy. If the cancer is at an advanced stage, it is a scary one. But if we have to cut out surgery, we will. They estimate 17,650 new cases of esophageal cancer were diagnosed in 2019. 16,000 people died last year, according to the National Cancer Institute. Only about 20% of people survive after 5 years. So in the lawsuit, Haskins says that if she had known about the unsafe levels of NDMA and Zantac, she would have never purchased the medication. She has a point there. She is seeking an undisclosed amount of damages, including medical expenses, lost wages, loss of enjoyment of life. So Zantac has been on the market since the 80s. In fact, last year, it was named the world's best-selling drug, which makes me nervous. That means a lot of people have heartburn. Maybe they're eating too much meat, they're eating too many fatty foods, they're eating too big a meal. I worry about this intermittent fasting because people will go all day without eating and then all of a sudden have a one meal. And that could cause heartburn issues. So Zantac's been around since the 80s. In September 2019, however, the FDA announced it found traces, not high levels, but traces of N-nitrosodimethylamine. And they thought that when they tested it in Zantac, it might be a little higher than what they would feel would be safe for humans. The FDA's intake is 96 nanograms. One report said they actually found 3 million nanograms per tablet. And the company started recalling after, you know, the news came. So, esophageal cancer hasn't been in the news and studied to that degree, definitely not studied in humans. But whenever we hear something like this, you know, people are like, all right, well, she's trying to sue. She's trying to, you know, she's got esophageal cancer. She's scared. You know, I don't want anybody suing somebody. Trust me, I am very against frivolous lawsuits. And I hate that, you know, people want to take, you know, something down with the ship, so to speak. However, this does bring up a theory. Has anybody tested those who died of esophageal cancer if any of the medications could have something at play or, you know, have some bearing on that? Most people that have heartburn take these medications daily. And so is it the acid? How I learned it is the acid changes the lining. That makes perfect sense, you know. But not everybody that has constant heartburn gets cancer. So who does, and why are some people unlucky to get the cancer and others people aren't? Is it genetics? Is it because some people took a medications, others didn't? The thing is the majority of people take medications like this. So the next question is do some people have a genetic propensity that if they do take a medication that has the NDMA, they're going to be more likely to have cancer? So you see, I think it is a theory worth looking at. We'll keep you guys posted on what happens with this case if, as we get it. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.